Hello and welcome to episode 299 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today, we live out the fantasies of folks perhaps overtired by the presence of the Disney movie Frozen by seeing how we can introduce a Tyrannosaurus Rex to the Snow Queen. In episode 247, I took a close look at some facts about the T-Rex, a fan-favorite dinosaur to be sure. While the popular image of the T-Rex is that of a killer beast, paleontologists are honestly not quite as sure. Some say that the T-Rex was indeed a ferocious predator, while others say it was nothing more than a scavenger, hunting after already dead carcasses. Now, this isn't the first time that paleontologists took umbrage with each other. In fact, in the late 1800s, these disagreements and rivalries led to the Bone Wars, where scientists resorted to sabotage, bribery, and even destroyed bones, actually broke dinosaur fossils that the other paleontologists found so that other people would be robbed of their moment in the spotlight. The Bone Wars centered in a few western U.S. states, including Colorado. Colorado was admitted to the U.S. in 1876 under President Ulysses S. Grant. Grant was a controversial president, whose term was pockmarked by scandals. He did, however, try and reform public education by pushing for free schools that would be available to any child. This was really an innovation at the time. And all over the globe during the 1800s, the question of what made an educated person was a topic of fierce debate. In Denmark, for example, a man named Nikolai Grundtvig created folk high schools, which were aimed not at kids, but at adults. Grundtvig's goal was to inspire a nation of lifelong learners. Just because you graduate from high school or college doesn't mean that you've learned everything there is to know, after all. Another famous Dane was Hans Christian Andersen.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen.
Author of many a fairy tale, including the lengthy story of the Snow Queen, which acted as inspiration for Disney's Frozen and the topic of episode 230 of the Daily Brainwave. All right, it's winter. At least up here in the Northern Hemisphere. Let's turn up the heat a bit. And what better source of heat than a pet dragon? I mean, as long as you direct the fireball, your house won't burn down entirely, right? Next week, we're taking a look at dragons in all shapes and sizes. We'll be delving into the history of dragons and the mythology behind them, from China and ancient Greece to Gary Gygax. It's Dragons Week, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thank you for tuning into episode 299 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you found us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for the 300th episode of the Daily Brainwave, when we connect the first to the last.